Hey everyone, welcome back to Hyphen in Hollywood, Hyphen Magazine's entertainment podcast. I'm your host, Christian Ting. I'm joined by writer, actor, director, Christopher Naoki Lee, who's no stranger to the Hyphen podcast, to talk about Dinner Party, his directorial feature debut. Since this is Chris's second time on the podcast, we wanted to do something special for our audience, and we're able to get some of the cast from the film to join in on our conversation, including Imani Hakim, Kara Wang, Kasser Mohammed, and Allison Page. Everyone, it's great to have you, and thanks for hopping on.
Thank you.
Woo. Thank you.
So happy to be here.
I'm really digging this actors roundtable vibe we got going on here on the couch. Let's just jump right into it, starting with Chris. First of all, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
A lot has changed since we last spoke, including you finishing Dinner Party, which has been generating a great deal of buzz on the fest circuit, including a solid Southeast premiere over at SCAD Savannah Film Festival, Portland Film Festival, and recently Studio City Film Festival this past month. Tell us how the film came about, and for our cast, what drew you to the project outside of Chris's charm?
Well, let's just full stop and end it right there, if anything. It came up around November 2018. I remember Imani was the first person that I actually told her about the project, and then I called my co-writer, Daniel Weaver, right afterwards, and it all stemmed from the simple log line of, if you met your childhood friends today, would you still fuck with them? And I found that to be very simple and very profound, because especially at our time in this generation, the conversations that we have, how does that change over the time of our lives? And not only that, during November of 2018, this was right after the heels of the Kavanaugh hearings for the Supreme Court, and we recall how divisive a conversation that was across the country. And although I had a very specific point of view on it, I knew that it was something that was a very fast conversation starter of, what do you think, what do I think? So I wanted to create a setting like that. And all the while, I had a lot of these actors in my mind, a lot of them who you're talking to today. I already kind of had them envisioned as these characters. And I also had some of them who I didn't know and were filled by incredible actors who we also have here today. So it was something that really just kind of viscerally came together all sort of in the last minute, as they always do. But it really stemmed from that sort of social experience that was happening in 2018. It took us about 8-9 months to finish and finalize the script. And then from there, it was, you know, off to the races. And we filmed this thing in 4 days. So.
Am I answering your question? Okay. How did I get involved with the project?
Correct.
Well, I got involved with the project because Chris Naoki Lee is my boyfriend. And so it just came very naturally. But he pitched the log line to me and what inspired the story. And I felt that we really had to make it happen. And so originally I just came on as a actor for the film. And then later on, I took more of a producing role, and so which was very important to all of us with Chris and Daniel, that we were able to tell this topical story from an authentic place. And I feel that we felt that it was very important to have, you know, women voices involved, and specifically women of color voices involved, because that's the lens that we're telling the story from. And we just made it happen. And I'm just like very proud of the film, to, you know, all the work, the blood, sweat, and tears that went into this, the no sleeping that I witnessed happening from Chris. And I think it's something to be proud of. I think we got our message across, and it's doing what it needs to do. We're realizing in this festival market that it's starting conversation, and it's allowing people to be vulnerable and share their stories. And if we can do that with our art, that makes me very proud to, you know, be a part of it. So, yeah.
I became a part of this through Daniel.
he hit me up and was just like, hey, would you consider reading the script? And this is the role I have in mind. And I just remember reading it. And the reason I wanted to be a part of it was because of the conversations in the script and what they would create, the conversations they would create outside of the script from people that would watch the film and what kinds of conversations would come up because of it. And also, there were so many female voices in this movie, and I was like, what are these two men gonna like write for all these women? And what, okay, we'll see. And I just remember being so pleasantly surprised and so grateful with how much respect and truth you gave to these female voices. And I just was excited to be a part of it because of that, because it's always good to have male allies.
Similar to what Imani and Allison have already said, I got brought onto the project as well when I read the script, when Chris and Daniel approached me, and I read the script and I was like, oh, let's see. And I read it from beginning to end without stopping. And what spoke to me the most, same as what Allison was saying, was the conversations, because I've had some of these conversations, you know, and it was written in such a beautiful and natural way that really showcased different perspectives. And I think that's something that the script does beautifully, and which is very powerful, I think, to start these conversations, because although it seems like there are like more villainous characters in the script, the way the characters were written were so three-dimensional, female and male included, in my opinion, that it really does make you think like, oh, you know, truth depends on which direction you're facing. I could see the, you know, the other side from a lot of these characters, which in my opinion made the script, you know, very successful and these characters very successful. So I was very, very happy and proud to be a part of this.
I had come on to the script as a new friend and person. And when I first got the script, it was definitely something that was already in the conversation of what was happening. I think in addition, what I loved about it was it really went into this, into the ickiness of all these conversations that we're scared to have about consent culture, about the way that it plays out. And I think what the film does so beautifully is it touches on the nuances of the ways that it affects various people, from consent over our bodies, which is something my character dealt with, to violence against bodies. And in that way, it was such a interesting and complex, detailed look into the various ways that it affects us all, how it affects women and how it affects men too, and everything in between. So in that way, it was so, so exciting to just see such a raw moment and sort of a slice of one night of how we see all this play out. And also was really excited by the fact that it was such a big ensemble cast, and being able to play with all these people felt so, so exciting. And I think that's also attributed to the great writing and the way that each of these characters were built and created so specifically and with such insight. Yeah.
Looks like everyone had a pretty defined take on this. So given everyone was game to play, I love it. For everyone in the cast, take us through what your character represents within the larger conversations around gender, race, consent, and society addressed in the film. And what did you pull from any personal experiences to shape their role?
So for my character, Shannon, I had the honor of portraying this role because I remember, you know, when I read the script, it hit me so hard because for myself, but also almost every female in my life, I feel like everybody has had situations where they have been put in uncomfortable situations or, you know, varying degrees of assault, for lack of a better word. And I think, oh, sorry, the question you asked was very, very complicated, you know. But as an Asian American female, I loved the way that the script was written to portray my character and it highlighted my background. There were certain lines in there that I will always remember when I read the script, you know, with me and Daniel's character, Vinny, you know, where I'm like, oh, he's more Asian than I am. And he loves making dumplings and all this stuff. And these are actual, like, sentences that have been spoken in my life, you know. And it was so nuanced. And it brought, you know, it didn't forego my background that I am an Asian American woman, but in so many ways, it wasn't the only, you know, thing about my character that was important. So much about the female experience, I think, in this world, unfortunately, we suffer a lot of different types of violence. And it was just, yeah, an honor to play this character because I do feel like we need to shed light, sort of like what Koster was saying before about the varying nuances and the varying situations that women's bodies are, you know, subjected to in this world. So it was, yeah, an honor to play Shannon.
my character, Veronica. There's two larger conversations I think Veronica represents. The first being, I think, the conversation around how to woman, if that makes sense, and especially how to woman in a relationship and sort of the place that you hold in a relationship as a woman and how you're expected to act and be. And I think on one hand, you could look at Veronica and say the other larger conversation is obviously race. Veronica, I always say this, that when I got this character, I really wanted to reject the parts of Veronica. I just wanted to reject my Veronica self. And I was like, God, this chick is so tone deaf and like creechy when she said, but like sitting with her longer and accepting her circumstances as my own, I really had to have a conversation with myself around my privilege and my whiteness and the ways in which I am exactly like Veronica. And I learned a lot, and I think the larger conversation, especially for white women, is take responsibility and do something with that. And that is a larger conversation that I sure as shit hope anyone who is white can take from Veronica and have that conversation with each other, but especially with ourselves.
Thank you for that. And I feel like, so playing, you know, the South Asian character who sort of it tips the narrative on, I think, what we normally see as a South Asian character in terms of how she wanted to share her body in a different way. And I feel like we don't get to see that enough. And to me, that was also very exciting. Also, given that she was the one character that was outside of the American ness of the other characters, being that she was from the UK, sort of had this feeling of othering that I wasn't expecting when I was playing the character. And I think it's just, and I, the whole, I think, MO throughout was sort of initially, as Allison was saying, sort of this rejection of her ambivalence towards some topics or misunderstanding of some topics. And the whole time, I remember it was Jody's character that I was like, yeah, I side with Jody's character, like radical as hell. Like, yeah, get him. And I think even in my day-to-day life, I, you know, that is how I think. So to pull back the ambivalence and then just, and to think of it to this point of view of like, not having grown up in this country, not having the same awareness of the racial implications, because the U.S. history of racial equity and racial injustice is so different than any other country, but also not that similar, not that dissimilar. So it was sitting with this feeling of just otherness and trying to understand, and I guess bringing the compassion to that. And I think also thinking of it as also the additional layer of being like, not only someone from not from this country, but being South Asian from another country, and that country having its own politics against South Asians. So sitting with that, and just how these experiences and how we're able to talk about it are so based off of our own lived experiences. So roundabout way, but yeah, just the complexity of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Ooh, child. Okay. Well, Izzy, my character Izzy, I feel that she represents a lot of women that we know. I see a lot of myself in Izzy, and I'm sure that's sort of on purpose in ways. But Izzy's the fly on the wall. She's the ears and the eyes, but she's also like, she's this version of a woman that I had to develop courage to become, to witness something and to take action on it. You know, there's been so many situations that I feel that maybe the women in this room can to have experience where you just like you see something and you're not sure if it's your place to, you know, stand up, you know, and Izzy is that person, and she's inspired me to become more of that person as well. And she's so unapologetic about it, because is it worth losing? What is it worth losing? You know, sure, I might not leave the best impression with this group of people that I met, but also this woman is clearly in pain and she's hurting. So that's the exchange that she's making. And I think that's so valuable.
My character, specifically Cal, is he represents in some ways this level of complicitness that we all may have felt at some point in our lives. The inability to speak loudly in a quiet room, that feeling that we are so often trapped by social acceptance and assimilation, and particularly as an Asian American male growing up in a time when I grew up, especially this story being very personal to me, I grew up around a lot of white friends. I had a lot of eclectic friends, but I grew up around a lot of white friends. And what did it mean at that time in the 90s and early 2000s to feel like I was a part of that group, especially when the media and everything that I saw outside of it didn't represent that? And so the same feeling of, you know, what do you do when you see something or you hear something wrong and you know that it's wrong, but you justify it in a way in your head to perhaps not say something. And that's something that I felt Cal deeply, deeply represented and felt ashamed of and felt guilty for. And he made choices afterwards because of that that affected his relationship and friendship with Rish. So, you know, those are the choices that we make, that early traumas in our lives kind of affect the decisions that we make down the line. And even though a lot of these conversations that happen in the movie are very black or are very gray and nuanced, the act itself, the actual harassment itself is wrong, black and white, full stop. And, you know, for all the characters to kind of find their footing within that, that's the conversation we try to find in the film. But Cal often represents that feeling of, should I have said something? I feel like I should have, and I felt bad that I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I know that's something that I felt even for myself when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was watching the film, again, thank you everyone for sharing, there was a certain tonality around a slow burn that I think encapsulates the viewing experience, and also the way that you guys set the table with respect to being a film for like our generation. I think what comes to mind playing Yellow Cards, Ocean Avenue, and anyone who's from that era.
Yeah.
And I think when it was used, really reframe myself around the people who are of that age now who experienced that time, mm-hmm. The conversation and the implications are so much different. So it really had a way of processing that for us. I appreciate the interplay between Asian American characters because there aren't opportunities for this many different Asian American characters to have sort of a table, literally and figuratively, to express the complicity to whiteness, you know, the extra American experience beyond Asian identity, as well as like just honestly seeing like a South Asian and an East Asian interact in a way that doesn't feel perfunctory or stereotypical.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those were things that I think allowed it to kind of elevate those conversations and a film that doesn't tiptoe around them. So the film process of coming to be is something that I was curious to know. And so I'd love to hear from the cast and from our team, what was the experience like working on set and completing the film within 4 days during the pandemic? Did you have any reservations? What were some of the unique challenges or the unique opportunities that came from it?
A lot of trust, ultimately. I mean, bottom line, it's just a lot of trust. It's stereotypical cliche to say preparation was key, because, you know, any pre-production is you'd be remiss if you didn't have a lot of preparation. So there was plenty of that, but there were so many things that we just couldn't account for and we just didn't know. And again, it's something where I had to give a lot of trust to the actors, a lot of trust to the crew, like, especially if I'm in front of the camera, there's only so much that I can do. And we're shooting this again on 4 days, 4 union days, nonetheless, no less. So we had to get our actors out in a very specific time. And we told them, we're like, hey, we hope you're okay with this, but you're probably gonna get about 1 or 2 takes on a coverage at most, and the camera might not even be on you because it might be floating around. So, you know, there was a lot of that trust that the actors put upon it, but also for myself as an editor, going back and sort of seeing what was out there, because I didn't get to see dailies all the time. I didn't get to see, you know, right after the take, I didn't get to just rewatch it, just do we need a safety? It was a lot of trusting my AD, you know, shout out to Vivian, trusting the DP and the camera ops and the focus poolers, just knowing, even the sound guy, like Ash, like we had to make sure that everybody was all hands on deck, because if something went wrong, I can't be there to stop that cut and redo it again. So there's a lot of eyes and ears that everybody else was putting upon, and it was a shout out to them, because it truly, truly takes a village.
To Chris's point, there was a lot of trust that had to be had, because we were doing the impossible. We were shooting a feature film, a 90-minute feature film, in 4 days. How many pages is that?
It's 26 pages
a day. That's wild. And so we just sort of just really had to lean on each other and be very, very present and flexible, you know? And luckily, we casted one hell of a team, and with the cast and crew, that it just, you know, flowed.
Of all the feelings and everything, because it was so condensed, which was just cool and fun to do. And then everyone was just so wonderful and easy to work with, and it was so much fun.
Jumping off of that, I also had fun. So, Imani's right from the top, you know, it trickles down from the top. I really do think that Daniel and Chris and Imani created an environment that made us feel safe. Mm-hmm. And with any ensemble cast, I think there needs to be a lot of trust. But to do a film in 4 days, I mean, truly, it is such a tall order. But because just speaking for cast, as you guys were saying, crew was incredible as well. But for the cast, you know, trusting that everybody was just going to be on their lines and we're going to do these lines and we got the 2 takes and let's move on. Like, yeah. It is what it is, you know, but everybody was so on their shit that it did flow very smoothly. And I had a great time, and it felt like a very safe environment to play. Yeah. So it was good.
Yeah, ditto to all that. This is Kosser. this is me remembering my name for once. The other value of it being in 4 days and sort of in this sort of like crash course way was that we also got to get to know each other in the way that we would over the course of a night. So, you know, day one friendships versus day four friendships felt very different. It really felt like we had gone through all of that, because, you know, you would experience it, go to sleep, and then you wake up and you come back and you pick up where you left off. And so even the way we began to, I think, interact with each other and get to know each other changed over the course of the days. And I think that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't shot in any other way. So that felt really powerful and true to emulating what we were trying to do on screen.
From end to end, it feels like trust was an overarching theme, not only within the production, but within the story itself. And I'm happy to see it translate in the way that it did, resulting in the prop that you have today with the Dinner Party movie. So on behalf of Hyphen, I want to thank the cast of Dinner Party for stopping by. Chris, Imani, Kara, Kosser, and Allison. So great chatting, and see you next time.
Thank you.
Peace.